our top stories tonight on WTOP. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was indicted by a federal grand jury this afternoon, charged with contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions from the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. He is expected to appear in court on Monday, appearing with us right now live, NBC4 investigative reporter Scott McFarland, who is specializing in all aspects of the Capitol riot investigation. Scott, welcome back. Talk about the unprecedented legal territory we may have entered here with this Bannon indictment.
This ends the week with a boom, Dimitri. Yes, he'll be in court Monday afternoon in the district. He'll self-surrender to law enforcement sometime earlier on Monday. Two contempt of Congress counts. He faces between 30 days and 1 year in prison if convicted. That all being said, there's a bigger issue here, Dimitri. This is such a jolt of energy and, to a degree, strength for the January 6th U.S. House Committee. This gives them some leverage on the other defendants, on the other people for whom they've sent subpoenas and requested depositions, those who have denied the January 6th committee. They would face the prospect of being defendants just like Steve Bannon.
And Scott, this case is assigned to Judge Carl Nichols, who, by the way, is a Trump appointee. Does Bannon now face possible time behind bars?
Yeah, so it would be, if convicted, a term between 30 days and 1 year. This is a lower level crime compared to the felonies and the Capitol riot charges that these D.C. federal judges are navigating their way through this year. There are 650 defendants in the U.S. Capitol riot facing much longer jail and prison sentences for their crimes. But this just adds to the tonnage of cases going through the D.C. federal court. A courthouse which is accustomed to having 200 to 300 cases a year has 650 cases from the Capitol riot. Now add Steve Bannon to the list.
Let's turn to Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio. He is, according to your reporting, very concerned about being kept at the D.C. jail. What's going on with him?
He has a hearing Monday afternoon as well. It's going to be busy at the courthouse, Dimitri. His hearing is over his request to be shifted to home confinement. He was sentenced to 5 months in jail for the taking and burning of a Black Lives Matter banner in December at a demonstration in the district. Tarrio has just begun serving that sentence, but wants to be shifted to home detention. But here's the thing. He joins a growing number of defendants, including January 6th defendants, requesting release, citing the conditions inside the D.C. jail. You recall last week the U.S. Marshals announced they did an inspection, found very substandard conditions in part of the jail, the older part, not where the January 6th defendants are. But they've started evacuating dozens of those inmates to another complex, saying until the D.C. jail fixes itself up, they've got to move inmates out. Tarrio's the latest to say, hey, I want to get moved out too, but I want to get moved home.
Scott, earlier in the week, we had the largest sentence yet so far in the Capitol insurrection case. What happened and what does it mean?
This was the first defendant to plead guilty to assaulting police to face sentencing. His name is Scott Fairlamb of New Jersey. He's a former MMA fighter who pleaded guilty to the assault, went to sentencing, and got 41 months as a prison sentence. He's in pretrial detention in that same D.C. jail. That's almost exactly what the federal prosecutors asked for. But here's my takeaway. While issuing the sentence, the judge said two interesting things. The judge almost congratulated Fairlamb for taking the plea, saying, there's not a jury in America that would have acquitted you, and also said the others of the nearly 200 accused of assault, when they come to court, when it's their day to face sentencing, they're likely to face far more than 41 months in prison. What a chill that must send down the spine of all the other January 6th defendants who've yet to enter pleas and are facing long prison sentences.
We're going to finish with the former president's words, Scott. He defended January 6th rioters who chanted "Hang Mike Pence" as they stormed the Capitol and even set up a gallows that day. Here's Donald Trump speaking with Jonathan Carl of ABC.
Well, the people are very angry.
They're saying hang Mike
because
Pence.
It's common sense, John. It's common sense that you're supposed to protect. How can you, if you know a vote is fraudulent, right? Yeah. How can you pass on a fraudulent vote to Congress?
The president also said that he was never worried about Pence's safety. But how would you say this statement changes the overall investigation?
Let me tell you, those statements make life harder for the January 6th defendants, Dimitri. We've already seen this. We've seen judges hold defendants under restrictions or under pretrial detention, citing Trump's denialism about the election, his hinting that he'd come back to power. These types of statements make it more difficult for January 6th defendants to get released, to loosen their restrictions, potentially to defend their cases. This is not what defendants want to hear.
Scott McFarlane of NBC4. Scott, as always, thank you very much.